Well, we are into episode 440 of Tri Talk SA this week, and thank you very much from myself, Brad Brown, for downloading and listening to this podcast aimed at the South African triathlon market, and where we chat all things South African triathlon. Also, a very big thank you for the feedback we got from last week's episode with Gordon Graham about their training group in East London, the home of Ironman 70.3, growing from strength to strength. Had some great feedback from members of the group and also people in East London themselves who are looking for training partners. So that's great news. Coming up on this week's show, some more great news for you. It was actually announced last week, but it is superb news for the triathlon scene in Gauteng. A lot of triathletes, and I mentioned this in the interview, a lot of triathletes who are based in Gauteng, like I am, in order to do races, we've got to travel. There aren't many races to speak of in Gauteng. One of the problems is obviously clean bodies of water, but the great news is there is a new ultra triathlon coming. It's a half Ironman distance, and it is taking place on the 15th of February. I can't wait. It's literally just around the corner from home, so it's going to be fantastic. It is Tri-Rock, Cradle of Humankind, 15th of Feb. And on this edition of Tri-Talk SA, I chat to the man who's put it all together, Grant Kuniker, who's involved, or is the head of Tri-Rock South Africa. They're involved in the Tri-Rock Robben Island and also Tri-Rock Durban. That's coming up in a month from now. So pretty cool chat with Grant. Also got some exciting news coming up. We won't be telling you exactly what it is just yet here on Tri-Talk SA, but keep tuned in, okay? Some interesting developments of things we're putting together, especially if you're Gauteng-based. I think you might be pretty excited about what we've got to share. So that's coming up in the next week or so, so make sure you stay tuned and keep downloading Tri-Talk SA. Let's get straight into this week's episode and find out more about Tri-Rock, Cradle of Humankind. Well, there was big news announced last week, particularly on the Gauteng triathlon front, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome him onto Tri-Talk SA this week, Grant Kuniker from Tri-Rock South Africa. Grant, welcome onto the show. Awesome, awesome news about the Tri-Rock Cradle of Humankind being launched.
Yeah, thanks very much, Brad. Yeah, it's taken a little while to make this one happen, but it's a pretty special one for us, to be honest, because it's our second World Heritage site. So it's actually a lot of this is actually stemmed from our work which we're doing on Robben Island, and so that kind of opened the door a little bit, and then we applied our minds, and we've had some interesting challenges. We've had to build a road, and well, we started building one to sort of connect the water to the main track, but I think a super cool race, and we've unlocked a section on the course which the cyclists don't really get to, or I don't believe any of them have seen, to be honest, bar one who I took out on a ride there. So it's got some hidden gems, and we're excited for it. So also had a good time coming at the end of the thunderstorm, sort of mid-Feb, which is on the back end of the thunderstorm season. So we come out of that, cradle will be nice and green. We've got maximum sunrise and sunset. So all good.
Grant, I'm super excited. I obviously love racing, and being in Gauteng myself, and I think most Gauteng triathletes will agree with me on this one, is in order for us to race, we've pretty much got to go out of town. I mean, there's few races that do happen here. I think of the ones that happen in Germiston, but no sort of longer distance stuff. It's only the Olympic distance. I literally stay 5 minutes from the cradle, so I ride out there all the time, and I've ridden past the venue where you guys are going to be doing it, and I've always thought to myself, that would be the most perfect venue for a triathlon if we could sort that road out. Obviously, there's a dirt road that connects that body of water, the Heritage Lake, to the main road, Beyers Naudeer, but you guys, as they say on the west strand of Joburg, a boer maak 'n plan, and you guys have made a plan. You're building a road.
Yeah, I have to say, it's not really what I had in mind when I got into the sport. It's a bit left of center, but I suppose when you're presented with something and there's only one real solution, you got to just see how you can do it and amortize it over time. And Because, yeah, you're right. It is just the absolutely perfect venue. It's an amazing swim course. It's where the guys are now starting to do the qualifiers for Midmar. I think it'll become a great venue on the weekend for guys who are wanting to do bricks. You know, they can go park their car, do a swim, head on their bike, or do a bike and do a run, or they can mix it up. So, and as you say, it's just so close for the guys, and it is just, it is the very best that we can get in Gauteng. And for me, it's a little bit special, to have a race where you've got zebra and giraffe, walking around and where you can finish. Gauteng Tourism actually on board, they see this, it's one of their tentpole sort of signature events. So we're super excited. They're looking at it from an international point of view, but, I think the road's about 1.3 Ks all in all. So we started on that, and so we can guarantee it's going to be a nice smooth, surface on there. And, I think the run's also quite good because it's going to be a similar sort of philosophy to what we've adopted in Durban, just compact course, maximum spectator value, and obviously for the athlete as well. So, and what's great about the swim as well, for the guys who, a little bit more, got a bit more fear of the sea, it gives them a chance to get into a good big body of water to train in. So not only for Cradler itself, but, for all the other events, which, at the coast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's amazing. And you talk of that body of water. I don't think I've swum in a cleaner body of water in Gauteng before. I mean, it's been a while since I've been out there, but that lake is absolutely amazing. So I'm pretty excited. Grant, when exactly is it happening?
The main race is on 15th of Feb next year. We've just launched the main race items at the moment. So we will be adding all the sort of sub-events. The Chicks Rock, and we won't be doing Urban Rock this time. We're doing what we're calling Cradle Rock, which will be the sprint distance one. And obviously we'll be doing all the Kids Rock stuff as well. So there'll be a full event, including an expo. So it's just we're trying to catch our breath from, from the launch. And, we'll add those details. As we go on in the weeks coming, so in about a month from now.
Gee, your timing's perfect, Grant. I'm just thinking, 15th of Feb, you're going to have the sprint distance as well. That's a great gift for a Valentine's Day present, is an entry for a sprint triathlon to allow you to do a half Ironman distance.
I was quite shocked. We got an email this week saying, we're so disappointed there's no sprint distance stuff on the Cradle website. And I was like, no, hang fast. There will be. So, yeah, no, it'll be a perfect Valentine's, depending on which side of the fence you're on that one. we've done some pretty cool deals as well for the guys who want to stay. Even if you're Joburg-based, we're going to be putting the accommodation deals we've done with, Hyatt Safari and some of the immediate surrounding venues. So the guys can really just go away for the weekend. What's great is you can go away. There's all sorts of stuff for the ladies to do in terms of, pampering and all those bits at the various, venues around the Cradle. Plenty for the kids to do. And so all around, hopefully a weekend, which is a proper weekend, out for the family, no stress at all, not needing to have to drive or fly. Look, they're great venues always at the coast, which we always love to do, but it's nice to have something where you can just, hop in, put your kids and bike on and, drive 30 minutes and be there to, skate for 3 days.
Yeah. Grant, you mentioned the run course being quite compact. As far as the bike course goes, I mean, the biking around that area is just brilliant. I mean, that's probably one of the things that area is known for. As far as the bike course, is it going to be a multi-lap or is it going to be a one lap? How's it going to work?
No, we've got a one loop out and back course. So it's 45 out and 45 back. The initial sections are probably the more familiar sections, which the guys are used to. But when you get to the T junction at the Sterkfontein Caves, you'll be turning right, going up about 4 Ks, and then turning right to get onto the D400, which will take you all the way to the Heart, the Radio Astronomy yep. Observatory. Artibiasuk Radio Astronomy Observatory, a bit of a mouthful, but it's quite cool. It's got all these, and it's actually where South Africa, our own version of NASA, so the South African Space Agency, is situated. So the turning point is actually right there. What's really good about that section, it's such a hidden gem. The guys have never done it. It's very stark, but what's great is that we'll be able to have support, you know, at Rhino and Line and the Cradle Restaurant and McKeithy and, you know, Stackford St. Cave. So there'll be good hot spots, and also at the, you know, the Nyrox Foundation, which is the biggest art park in, you know, in Africa, actually. So we'll have all those as sort of rock spots, if you want to, you know, we call them. But that section at the back, it's so beautiful. It's got, it's definitely got a good climb on it. It's very stark, very pretty, and a chance to just, you know, put your head down and, you know, have a solid good 20 Ks where there's not going to be too many people. I'm assuming obviously there'll be some support at the turnaround. But it's a section which nobody really knows, and I think it's one of the key items, you know, attractions for the race, to be honest. Obviously, it's not, those who know the Cradle, it's not a flat course, but, you know, it's a good challenging course, and it's a very honest course, and the section at the back, I think, will, I believe it really makes the course, you know, so...
Yeah, Grant, I mean, that I know that stretch of road really, really well. So I think, I mean, that's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful out there. It's not, like you say, not going to be the easiest of bikes. But, hey, that's why we do it, because we want to be challenged. And you mentioned the Impala and the Zebras at Heritage Lake. Are you going to be riding past two spots where you could possibly spot a lion and a rhino as well? So there's a couple of the big five, and I know you'll definitely see some giraffe as well. So some nice wildlife out there too to look forward to. Grant, before that one though, entries are open at the moment, early bird entries. I'll pop the link up on our website. If people want to enter so long, they can. But you were saying the early bird entries are well on their way to selling out.
Yeah. It's caught us off guard a little, the response. So yeah, I think if it carries on like this, I think by Sunday, early bird stuff will be, you know, taken up. So for those who really are wanting to take up on that, that's not a sales pitch. That's reality. It's really been, we just blown away with the response. So I just want to thank the guys who have entered already. Also to the guys who just quietly in the background being helping out and who pointed me, you know, sort of in this direction, even though I thought they're mostly daft. But, you know, we've got something special. So, yeah, the entries are flying. That's great news. And, you know, obviously I'm hoping the guys, you know, those who've attended, you know, Durban last year, starting to see, you know, we bring in our own sort of flavor, to this, you know, massive focus on just having it's tough enough managing family and travel and all those sort of things. So when the guys get to the race, we just want them to have a great time. And I think it's been a very complimentary addition to Durban, which has gone super, super well. We really over the moon with that. So, you know, the two together, I think, are working great. So
you mentioned Durban. It's we practically a month away from the next edition of Tri-Rock Durban. How are things looking for that one?
Yeah, big change from last year. No, it's exciting. We're not far from being sold out on that. So it's been a big response this year. So again, thanks to the guys for that. Yeah, just a chance to just put better systems in, learn from your mistakes. So, you know, generally all around things are a lot sharper. We've even got our own, you know, Rockstar Ale for the guys. So for the guys on the Sunday, they get a complimentary beer, you know, craft beer, actually. It's from Shongweni Brewery. So, you know, we've tried adding a lot of, I think it's good. They'll be pleasantly surprised, you know, with what they get in the goodie bag. And as always, you know, we focus, hyper focus on just, both family and, you know, the athletes having a good weekend. So I think with the course changes we've done, will be a massive improvement on there. Oh, yeah, and the big thing is, yeah, we finally got our post-race entertainment sorted. We've got ISO playing afterwards, and we've got East Coast Radio involved. So there's going to be some proper post-race entertainment band. We've got a big stage now set up, which will be at the finish line area. And we actually got a very cool after-party venue sorted as well. So, yeah, coming together nicely.
Cool. Still, are there still a few entries open left for that? If people sort of want to grab a last-minute entry to that, are there some available?
Yeah, we've got it's late entries are now open. So we've had actually quite a few on those. So yeah, no, the guys can still enter, and it will happen. I think up until the week before the race, late entries, and then we actually do close in. So if the guys who kicking into spring, as I've seen quite a few guys out, and trying to get themselves in shape, it's still a good bit of time to put the hammer down and get oneself in shape. And I can say for Durban, the road surface, I have to say, is unbelievable. They've put a brand new surface down there. It is, it's about as good as you're ever going to get for racing. So we're super excited about that. So I expect to see some certainly faster times than last year.
Brilliant. Grant Kuniker from Tri-Rock South Africa, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck for the final preparations and final run into Durban, and all the best for the Cradle as well. Looking forward to having that distance triathlon on our doorstep here in Gauteng. Really, really excited. Well done.
Thanks so much, Brad, and thanks everybody for the support so far. Look forward to seeing you running Durban and Cradle.
Thank you very much to Grant. And yeah, like I said at the start of the show, absolutely awesome news. I'm super, super, super excited to have a race on my own doorstep, a race that I can sleep in my own bed for the night before, which is going to be pretty cool, I think. Can't wait. 15th of Feb, entries are open now, and those early bird entries are flying. So get yours in. If you want to enter, the links to that entry page are on the show notes of this episode of Tri Talk SA. So just go and check it out and click straight through. Looking forward to seeing you out there. And yeah, it's a beautiful part of the country if you've never cycled out of there. So if you're coming from out of town, maybe you're from Durban or KZN or East London, wherever it is, Cape Town, do yourself a favor. Come up and do a race up in Gauteng. You'll love it. Absolutely beautiful. Probably one of the cleanest bodies of water you will ever swim in. Looking forward to that. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, have yourself a brilliant, brilliant week, and we'll chat soon. Cheers.